himself. Therefore, he's going to, in a sense, give you all that supernatural. But you're going to operate in the supernatural. Those that God is not jealous of, that are, what, if you're not jealous, he's what, obligated. You're not operating in the natural. You're going to do natural things, but you're not going to do supernatural. The only way you're going to do supernatural is when God's jealous of you. I'm just being honest. See, the church don't want to teach us this. We want to teach a compromised social gospel. A political correct gospel. But God's not in that hour. Let's be real with ourselves. I'd rather for you to tell me the truth so I at least got a chance. I got a fighting chance. But if you keep lying to me and I keep following your lie, I'm never going to get in. I need you to tell me, whoop my butt when I need my what? Butt whoop. Send me down punishment, put me in a corner, put me in a wall, so I can get this thing. Don't keep lying to me, talking about supernatural, supernatural, and you never telling me what our requirements are supernatural. I'd rather for somebody just come tell me, look, James, you're not going to be supernatural until God is jealous of you. Well, okay, how do I get God jealous? This is how you get God jealous of you. See, we don't lie, we just because we don't jump up and, no. Your neighbors don't even come to church talking about they supernatural. I was in the supernatural. Man, ain't been to church consistently, and I don't know when. But you're talking about you're in the supernatural. You're never going to be supernatural because you're too natural. Your natural emotion is why you're not in church, why you're not on time. You're too natural. When you become God is jealous, you're always like the deer that panted for the wild. At that point, you're going to go into supernatural.